Boker Tov, Basarot Tovot. Yesterday we've been discussing Rosh Chodesh, so I wanted to go off on a tangent there on Rosh Chodesh. The Emet Liakov discusses the issue. We spoke about the Ramban earlier on in the week and the mitzvah to count the Chodashim. So the Emet Liakov asked the question, so why didn't we revert to counting the Chodashim, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why did we stay with Persian names to the Chodashim? And that's like a Jewish name, Kaviachol, even though it isn't. Some of the Chodashim that we call today are names of Avodah Zarah. So why did we not revert back to HaChodesh HaRishon, HaSheni, HaShlishi? He compounds that question with a totally different question. And the other question that he asks is to do with the issue of the Aron HaKodesh. The Mishnah in Shekalim says that the Aron HaKodesh, it implies very clearly that the Aron HaKodesh was buried underneath the site of the Beit Mikdash. It explains an issue with Kohanim who were walking in the Ezor of the Beit Mikdash, and they saw stones that were uneven, and when they went to dig them up, they dropped dead, and the implication was that the Aron HaKodesh was there underneath. So he asked the same question. So if the Aron HaKodesh existed during the time of Beit Sheni, why did they not take it out? And then he says something which is mind-blowing. He says that Beit Sheni wasn't really meant to happen. He says Beit Sheni essentially happened because Am Yisrael couldn't handle the Galut from Beit Rishon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them back early. He brought them back early. We know that in the time of Beit Sheni, Torah Sheba'al Peh developed in the most incredible, extensive way. And it was he brought us back to give us the koach to get through a longer galut. And because it was going to be a longer galut, the Aron Kodesh wasn't brought back into the Beit Mikdash. And similarly, we stayed with these non-Jewish month names because we should know that this isn't going to be the final geula. That's his suggestion. What is remarkable about this suggestion is that the Beit HaLevi on this week's parasha, on the words Leil Shimurim, says almost exactly the same thing, covers the same theme from a different direction. The theme that he covers is as follows. He says, what is Leil Shimurim? Now, we normally look at Leil Shimurim as a very positive statement, that Leil HaSeder is Leil Shimurim. On this night, no harm can come to us, and that's why we don't say the full Kriyat Shema Lamita. Or Leil Shimurim, that God was waiting for this night to be Goel Israel. But he says something completely different, which has the reflections of the Emet Liakov. Of course, he precedes the Emet Liakov. He says that Am Yisrael were essentially meant to come out of Egypt after 400 years, but they were there for 210 years. They left early. Why did they leave early? There are other shitot how to work out the 400 years. He works on the shita that they left early. Why did they leave early? Because they had fallen so low that had they stayed any longer, there would be nothing left to redeem. And therefore, he says that God brought them out early. Now, because God brought us out early, we have to make up the time that we were redeemed early for. So according to Beit HaLevi, in true Beit HaLevi style, Leil Shimurim is not necessarily such a positive note. It's a pretty negative note, that this time is set aside, this night is set aside for the future. Because we came out early, we're going to have more galuyot. Beit HaLevi then goes on to point out that the Seder night, the night the Seder night falls on, will always be the same night as Tisha B'Av. He further says that that's why we choose an egg to resemble the Korban Chagiga, because an egg is a sign of Avelut. It's a sign of Avelut, and therefore on Pesach it's not a full rejoicing because we went out early. We're going to have to make it up at a later stage. And he connects, therefore, Leil HaSeder with Tisha B'Av. It goes back to a theme that I was speaking about earlier on in the week that we have promises that we are Am LaNetzach, we have promises of a brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't come with an open check. There are times when we have to go into Galut and God will ultimately save us from disappearance, but then we'll have to, the tikkun still has to be done. We can't ignore the tikkun. If we want to make this relevant to now, various different issues have been mentioned over the last months. I don't know what is true, what isn't true. One of the issues that I've heard numerous times is that the original plan was to attack us from the south and the north and the east and, simultaneously. And it didn't happen. For some reason, Hamas attacked early. And we've had a terrible shock and terrible tragedies, and we're still fighting. But there's still tikkun that needs to be done. The stuff that was going on before the war, it still needs to be done. Just because we get a wake-up call, just because things happen that help us a little bit, because we have been able, really, whatever the press says, we have been able to a large degree to deal with issues in the south, it doesn't mean that the real tikkun, and the real tikkun has nothing to do with Hamas, it has nothing to do with Iran, and it has nothing to do with Hezbollah. It has to do with Am Yisrael. The real tikkun is Am Yisrael. That's what we have to do. We have to make it our priority that as soon as this is over, we come together as a nation, and just as we fight together, we live together. Remember, I've told you so many times, it's not about a kever achim, it's about chayim shel achim. It's about living together and tolerating each other. So every so often we get a siyata dishmaya, a wake-up call in one way or another, but it doesn't mean that the tikkun doesn't need to be done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring us out of Egypt early, but there still has to be a tikkun afterwards. I know there are questions you can ask on that Beit HaLevi, but it's still a very strong piece, and it's a Beit HaLevi, it's not Stam Avot. And you can see that it's more or less something that the Ramban, the Klal, is alluded to by the Ramban as well, in according to the Emet Liyakov, in that Geula was a temporary Geula to give us the strength, but the Tikkun still needs to be done. When something is wrong, it needs to be corrected. The slate cannot be wiped away. We should have Besorot Tovot and have a good day.